North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory will be Mike Collins' guest in about 15 minutes on Charlotte Talks. The interview comes at a time when the Republican governor is at odds with state lawmakers, particularly Senate Republicans, on a number of key issues. They include taxes, business incentives, and the state's budget. Disagreements between the General Assembly and the governor are nothing new, even when the branches are controlled by the same party. But recently, their criticisms of each other have become more pointed and more public, and it has some wondering if Governor McCrory is repositioning himself in preparation for an expected 2016 re-election campaign. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Where a politician fits on the political spectrum isn't simply defined by party affiliation. Pat McCrory is a Republican, but he was also the longtime mayor of heavily Democratic Charlotte. So in 2012, job one for gubernatorial candidate McCrory.
During primary season, he had to prove that he was conservative enough for base Republican voters.
Eric Heberlig is a political scientist at UNC Charlotte.
There were suspicions of him as a big city mayor that he had been involved with some big spending projects in Charlotte, such as the arena, such as the light rail.
So McCrory had to prove he wasn't a rhino, Republican in name only. His political message shimmied slightly to the right. That, says Heberlig, is because heavily partisan voters are those most likely to turn out in the primaries.
So, like many politicians, he had to modulate his message a bit between the primary and general elections because he's appealing to different audiences.
By the general election, McCrory moved back to his natural political position, says Republican political advisor Larry Shaheen.
He was an urban moderate. That's how he ran. He ran as someone who was going to get things done.
McCrory was the GOP candidate, but in campaign ads like this one, he eschewed political labels and parties.
Let's forget about politics for a while and think about us. That's what we tried when I was mayor. People of all parties built our city into an economic powerhouse.
And he reinforced his moderate credentials during a gubernatorial debate with a one-word answer to this question.
If you're elected governor, what further restrictions on abortion would you agree to sign? I'll start with you, Mr. McCrory.
None.
All right.
He presented himself as a kind of classic moderate North Carolina statewide politician.
That's political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. And the moderate strategy worked on Election Day. McCrory won by more than 11 points. That victory was, in part, due to a surprisingly large number of swing voters, says Bitzer.
He had about 18% Democratic support, which is fairly unheard of in this polarized environment we're in.
Now, this trip down election memory lane is important for two big reasons. The first is what happened when Governor McCrory became governor. Again, Eric Heberlig.
The General Assembly was passing all this pretty staunchly conservative legislation, and he was signing off on it, wasn't objecting loudly to it. When he did object, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of compromise that moved the legislation in a more moderate direction.
All this pleased North Carolina's Republicans, but Democrats and some moderates were enraged. They no longer saw Pat McCrory in the political middle, but firmly to the right. That's something Michael Bitzer believes the governor is aware of.
I think what he has come to realize is that perhaps he got tarred with the conservatism, particularly of the state Senate.
Which leads us to reason number two. It was a moderate Pat McCrory that was elected in 2012, and being perceived as a moderate may be the only way McCrory can be reelected, says Eric Heberlig.
North Carolina is a very purple state, and it's moderates and independents who are going to decide the outcome of the election.
Michael Bitzer agrees.
We're pretty much a divided state, probably 45-45 split between Democrats and Republicans. So you're talking about maybe 10, 12, maybe 15% who are truly undecided that could swing one way or the other.
Which is why Bitzer believes public fights with the legislature are a sign McCrory may be shifting.
The differentiation with the legislature will start to portray him as being much more in the center than necessarily on the right of the spectrum.
And those fights are more public.
And last but not least, regarding other legislation that's being proposed.
Take this recent comment from Governor McCrory over the Senate's proposal to redistribute sales tax revenue.
Which I believe will cause great harm to the economic engines of this state. We cannot afford to have this bill passed in North Carolina.
Eric Heberlig doesn't see these fights so much as a shift to center by McCrory, but as part of a broader political tactic. By not standing in the way of conservative legislation early in his term, McCrory was fending off a potential political challenge from further right.
If he would have come out right away and started vetoing all this conservative legislation from the General Assembly, he'd have just been inviting a primary challenge when he ran for re-election.
Republican Larry Shaheen disagrees with both of them. He believes McCrory has never shifted on the political spectrum.
While Pat McCrory seems at this point to be coming out further to the middle, what instead is happening is that issues are now starting to come up that instead highlight his more urban, moderate approach.
You can hear if Governor Pat McCrory himself believes he is shifting back towards the political middle, along with his views on other topics, today on Charlotte Talks at 9 a.m. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.